And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Man, I can't work out today. It's too hot. Hot, sweaty, and nasty. Which sadly is also the description of me. I gotta lose some weight. But it ain't happening today. What a vicious cycle.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Welcome, everyone. What's so funny?
It's National Tell a Joke Day.
Well, let me tell a joke.
Oh, do tell me this is a joke.
Please tell me this is a joke.
A joke. Just a joke.
You know I got jokes.
Tell a joke day.
Joking. Joking.
We are jokes and jokes and jokes.
Ain't no joke.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's quite simple. You enable the skill. You do it one time. You just waddle on up to your Alexa or yell from across the room and just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And
hello!
She will. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just simply say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You just say, Alexa, play The Mike Show VA Podcast. And
hello!
She will. You can also search The Mike Show VA Podcast on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, and even go to our website, Radio434.com. Just click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to our podcasts. That is a repack of the live show. We take all the bits and segments, interviews, all the things that we do, we repack it into a full-length podcast and make it available usually around noon or so each and every weekday for your listening pleasure. And you can go back and you can listen in purple patootie all the way back to I don't know, when Jesus was a little boy, I guess, we started the show. And you can even watch the show on Facebook Live, the segments, that is. Just go to The Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA on the Facebook. All right. Oh, and that handle works for our Instagram, our X, our YouTube, at The Mike Show VA. Even MySpace. We don't know how it works. But we wanted to secure the name, so we signed up and haven't done anything with it. But anywho's, finally, Friday edition of the program. We had a great time yesterday at Three Roads. Chris Hammack is just such a delight to listen to. We have his latest single we're going to be playing on the live show on Radio 434. It's a track called Ghosts, and or just Ghost. Is it Ghost or Ghosts? I want to make sure. All right, it is Ghost, singular, not plural. And there aren't many ghosts. There's just one ghost. All right, so we've got that track. We're going to be playing that during the program, the live program. Not on the Facebook Live, because we can't do the music on Facebook Live. That's why you have to go to radio434.com and just click on it. Boom, it's right there. All right, coming up on today's program as well, we are going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get even more smarter-er with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. And we're going to get stupid. So on the Friday show, you get two smarts for one dumb. Okay. I think that's quite the deal. What else? Is Rob coming in? Rob was there last night with the girl. Okay. And I wanted to share some news with Rob. Yeah, we had a pet expire. Yeah. No, not Jer Bear. No, we'll talk about it. That's coming up and as well. We'll get to that a little bit later. I want to see if Rob's going to be in here. You know, he was at Three Roads with the girl last night. He participated. He built the prize wheel. He disassembled the prize wheel. He spun the prize wheel. So I mean, he was there. I didn't make it up. He's not a pigment of my imagination. So I know Rob's around somewhere. All right. That and so much more on this edition of The Mike Show. All right. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Are you kidding me? My family holds open the restaurant doors for that family and they walk in and put their name on the list for a table before us? Where's the unwritten rule? 15 to 20 minute wait is going to seem a lot longer while I'm biting my tongue.
And that was another episode of A Few Seconds Inside a Man's Head.
Mm-hmm. The most hotly debated aspect of restaurant culture, aside from tipping, of course. No, it wasn't that. It's cell phones. It's one thing to have your phone on the table for the whole meal at home, but not when you're out to eat. Now, so I'm referring to Tab, of course. Tab and I have a rule about no devices at the table. Now, she often breaks the rule because, you know, she's so busy. I'm not. But mostly for the kids. We want the kids to be engaged with us and vice versa. And so at the dinner table, when we actually get to sit down at a dinner table or out to eat somewhere at a restaurant, we really try and limit the cell phone usage. Now, and according to this, there's a new poll out on restaurant etiquette. 80% of people said your smartphone should be out of sight, especially on a date. 54% said no one should see it during a family gathering. 50% said you shouldn't have it out even with friends. Now, there are a few exceptions. 81% said it is appropriate to whip out your phone to get a photo of the person you're eating with. Okay. Now, assuming it's the right vibe. You know, you don't, number one, you don't want to do it on the first date or with your boss or, I don't know if your companion is in the witness protection program, anything like that. Well, 66% say it's okay if you're getting an urgent call, but it would be best if you alerted the others at your table that you were expecting a call, that you'd need to take this. Also, even then, you should have it on vibrate. Vibrate. And 63% said it's okay to take photos of the food, but it should be quick. Snap the photo when the plates arrive, then just put your phone away. The poll also asked about splitting the bill. If you're on a date, 68% of people believe that the person who initiated the date should pick up the check. Hey, you want to go out? You want to go out to dinner? I would have to pick up the check, right? But it's perfectly acceptable, rather, and considerate for the other person to offer to split the bill. Are you sure? No, I can get, no, here, let me chip in half. When it comes to splitting, the most popular way to do it in the South is to have the server divvy it up based on each person's order. But in the Northeast, most people prefer to either have the bill split evenly among all the guests or just opt for the simplicity of one person paying and everyone else pays them back or Venmo, you know, on Venmo or something. They didn't specify the preference of the other areas of the country, just the South and the Northeast. So with that, that brings us to our top list. With this Yelp poll on restaurant etiquette, finding 80% of people think cell phones should be out of sight during a date. So add, mind if I take this call, to today's list. It's our top list today. Top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. All right, here we go. Number one. Since my mom's out of... take two. Let's do that again. I even proofread these. I did. All right, here we go. Take two. Top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. Since my mom's in town, I figured you wouldn't mind if she joined us. Top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. Can we switch seats? I want a better view of the TV. You can order more than just an appetizer if you guarantee me lovin's, yeah. top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. I picked this place because it has the best skee ball in town. Top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. Here's what J.D. Vance gets right about women. Top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. If you'll excuse me, I need to use the never mind. Top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. You act like you've never seen a therapy tarantula before. Our top list today, top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. Mind if I smoke? Meth? Don't want to hear that. Top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. Usually this place is packed. Guess that's what happens when you get a health department citation, yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. It's my wife, Duck. And top things you never want to hear on a dinner date. Welcome to Applebee's.
Oh, no, not the bees.
Yeah, the bees.
Not the bees.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. Sorry.
I love my eyes. My eyes.
Sorry, Nick.
Ah!
Ah! All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition of the program. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. We'll get to that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Madonna turned 66 today. She's gone from desperately seeking Susan to desperately seeking attention. Janet Jackson got a Vegas residency. She joins Michael, who has a tribute at Mandalay Bay, and Tito, who cleans out ashtrays during a night shift at Circus Circus. Security has been tightened at Taylor Swift concerts. To make sure they're real fans, security guards are only letting in people with cat hair on their clothes. And a study says that living by the ocean is beneficial to your health. Unless it's next door to Billy Ocean, then you go berserk listening to him constantly singing. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. Hi. It's so nice that you can join us on the finally Friday edition of the program. All right. What was I reading? There was one that I... Well, we want to do this one. It's 10 actors who went from the next big thing to fizzling out. And also, speaking in the world of actors, five people have been charged in Matthew Perry's death, including one who called him a moron. So we'll get to that. But there was something else that... Oh, yeah, here it is. Did you see this? Here, let me share this screen for those of you that are watching on our Facebook Live. And if you're not, go on over to our Facebook Live. It's at The Mike Show VA. All right. This is from Wavy TV 10 down in Hampton Roads. And there was this mysterious black ring that appeared in the sky. And some people thought it could be aliens. Some thought it could be some sort of an ominous SOS. This happened on Tuesday. And, I mean, just everybody pretty much flipped out. Some thought it could be a portal to another dimension. Maybe it was aliens sending an SOS. They were trapped in another dimension and would rather be in Virginia, right? Anyway, so a bunch of people caught photos of it, and a Wavy TV 10 local news tried to investigate. But as far as we know, they haven't figured out what caused it. So here, let's listen to this. I'm just going to play this from Wavy TV 10.
A mysterious black ring appeared in the sky in Hampton Roads on Tuesday. Several Wavy TV 10 viewers reached out to the station with images and video of the ominous-looking ring floating in the sky. The messages started coming in shortly after 11 a.m. on Tuesday. One Wavy viewer sent in a video when he was working in the vicinity of Eastern State Hospital in Williamsburg. Another Wavy viewer was in the area of Old Moortown Road. He stopped to snap some photos. We discovered news articles and social media posts describing other similar sightings. Reports said a fire or some type of explosion could have caused the ring. We did reach out to the James City County Fire Department to see if there were any reports of fires or explosions at the time. The fire chief had not heard of any. If you know what caused the black ring or have any pictures or video to add to our coverage, please let us know on wavy.com.
All right. So literally, they investigated. They have no idea what could cause this. Well, we have more on this story, right? Do we? We definitely do. They say it almost is certainly a smoke ring of some sort. If you Google mysterious black ring, there are dozens of instances of them popping up in various cities over the years. Basically, ever since everyone had cell phones on them at all times, you know, you can click a pic of them. Experts say that in those cases, they were caused by an explosion through something round, like a smokestack, or when power transformers explode. They can also be inadvertently caused by some diesel engines and intentionally caused by certain pyrotechnics. There are also some videos demonstrating the science of it, which is not unlike how you could blow smoke rings from a pipe, just on a much bigger scale. So, and History.com did a feature on it a few years ago. I don't know. I still want to believe that, yeah. I mean, come on, it looked like aliens, right? Anyway, I don't know. Let's go to the world of Hollywood and the actors. Let's do Matthew Perry first. When officials first announced they were investigating Matthew Perry's death and where he got the ketamine that killed him, it was unclear if anything would actually come of it. But it was just announced that five people have been charged, including Matthew's live-in personal assistant. All of them played roles in Matthew's addiction to ketamine, which he apparently was using both as a therapy and in extreme anesthesia level amounts. Matthew's 59-year-old assistant, Keith Iwamasa, has pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to distribute ketamine causing the death. Two doctors were also charged, Salvador Placinia of Santa Monica and Mark Chavez of San Diego. The two doctors discussed Matthew's desire for ketamine in a text exchange together last September, 1 month before he died. Placinia asked Chavez, quote, "I wonder how much this moron will pay. Let's find out." Good Lord. Placinia also taught the assistant how to inject the ketamine into Matthew and told Chavez that process was, quote, like a bad movie. Those two doctors provided Matthew Perry with about 20 vials of ketamine in the month leading up to his death for $55,000 in cash, but that might not have been the ketamine that killed him. The fourth person charged was an acquaintance of Matthew's named Eric Fleming, who reached out to a major underground seller known as the Ketamine Queen to get even more. That person, Jasveen Sangha, was the fifth person charged. She knew that ketamine could be fatal. In fact, in 2019, a man overdosed on it that she provided. Afterwards, a family member sent her a text saying, "The ketamine you sold my brother killed him. It's listed as the cause of death." Prosecutors say the Ketamine Queen Googled, "Can ketamine be listed as a cause of death?" Yes, it can. Over 2 weeks, she sold approximately 50 vials to Matthew for around $11,000 in cash. She provided them through the acquaintance who coordinated the sales with the assistant. On October 28th rather, of last year, the assistant injected Matthew with at least three shots using syringes provided by the doctor that called him a moron. Matthew was found unresponsive in his pool later that day. Despite all these charges, Matthew's death was ruled as an accidental overdose from the acute effects of ketamine. A rep for the DEA says, quote, "Matthew Perry's journey began with unscrupulous doctors who abused their position of trust because they saw him as a payday, and it ended with the street dealers who sold him ketamine in unmarked vials." So there you go. Do we have time for this? Let's just do this real quick. Speaking of Hollywood, these are actors who went from the next big thing to fizzling out. Take two. All right. So sometimes a new celebrity comes out of nowhere and is everywhere, and then they seem like the next big thing. You know, like Matt Damon did back in the day, or you know, the next Betty White, if you will. I don't know. But other times they fade into obscurity, like Josh Hartnett, who's finally back on the scene again thanks to Oppenheimer. But here's a list of some actors who went from being the next big thing to surprisingly fizzling out. I'm just going to do a couple of these real Hayden Christensen from the Star Wars prequel trilogy. You haven't heard much about him, except, you know, going back and reprising roles in the Star Wars franchise. What about Liam Hemsworth and Sam Claflin from Hunger Games? Well, Liam, you see him in some things, but Sam. Taylor Lautner, he's number one on this list, by the way, from the Twilight movies. You don't really see much of him anymore. And then Skeet Ulrich from Scream. What is this one? Brandon Routh from Superman Returns. They all seemed like they were the next big thing. All right, coming up, we are going to get even more smarter with your five random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, wherever you happen to be, somebody's bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Two people won the $1 million prize on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? The superintendent of public schools for the state of Georgia and the winner of the 2006 Nobel Prize in Physics, who's a professor at UC Berkeley. And two people won $500,000, Ken Jennings of Jeopardy fame and Gene Simmons of Kiss. Number two. When Disneyland first opened, it had a lingerie shop on Main Street. I mean, that lasted less than, 6 months?
Nice beaver. Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
All right, yeah.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Number three, the Wright brothers had two older brothers. How do you pronounce that? Recklin and Lauren. But they didn't get included in the whole flying thing. They also had a sister named Catherine. There. Whatever. They had a sister. I don't care what her name was. Number four. James Cameron's main motivation for making the movie Titanic was to get the studio to pay for him to dive down to the real Titanic's wreckage. If it hadn't been for that, he says he didn't, quote, particularly want to make the movie. And number five, let's get some music in here. Here you go. Number five, an iPhone contains 75 different chemical elements, which is about two-thirds of the elements on the periodic table. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts. Yep. The Mike Show, finally Friday edition, coming up. We're going to get even more smarter-er-est with Nerd news. This week in science. It's just science. All right. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. All right, covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a quick rundown of this week in science.
Science!
In space news. All right, we found huge tracts of land? No, huge oceans of water on Mars. Or, technically, in Mars. It's too deep to get to. Here, let me do a deeper dive on this one. They use seismic activity to probe the interior of Mars. That's what she said. Geophysicists have found evidence for a large underground reservoir of liquid water. So why can't they get it? It's enough to fill oceans on the planet's surface. Again, so why can't they get it? All right, the data from NASA's InSight lander allowed the scientists to estimate that the amount of groundwater could cover the entire planet to a depth of between 1 and 2 kilometers, or about a mile. The entire planet, a mile deep of water. While that's good news for those tracking the fate of water on the planet, after its oceans disappeared more than 3 billion years ago, the reservoir won't be of much use to anyone trying to tap into it to supply a future Mars colony. Why? It's located in tiny cracks and pores in rock in the middle of the Martian crust, between 11.5 and 20 kilometers, or 7 to 13 miles below the surface. Even on Earth, drilling that deep would be a challenge. All right. Although, they say the finding does pinpoint another promising place to look for life on Mars. However, if the reservoir can't be accessed for the moment, it helps answer questions about the geological history of the planet and where the heck did all the water go. All right. Because there's evidence on Mars that water did flow and blah, 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 blah. Where'd it go? Did it just evaporate into space? No, didn't all evaporate into space. Anyway, in caffeine news. Here, wait a minute. In caffeine news, a study found more than 4 cups of coffee or 2 energy drinks a day could cause heart damage.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So I just drink 2 cups of coffee. I mean, literally 2 cups of coffee. That's it per day. I can't drink any more than that. In AI news, I said in AI news. Yep. a study in England.
Hello!
There they are. Found that things like ChatGPT don't actually pose a serious threat to society. So we should all chill out and stop worrying about AI until it destroys us all.
Sorry.
In I Swear I'm Not Tired news, a study mapped the neural pathways that cause you to yawn when you see someone else yawn. Okay, now I want to know a little bit more about this. Why? It's happened in Italy, in Bologna. Ever wonder why you find yourself mirroring the gestures of a passionate speaker or unconsciously adopting a friend's accent? From contagious yawns to synchronized applause, it turns out our brains are wired to play an intricate imitation game. Scientists have now mapped the neural pathways responsible for this social chameleon effect, and their discoveries could reshape our understanding of human connection. So, this neural balancing act isn't just a quirky feature of human behavior, it's the bedrock of our social interactions, influencing everything from how we learn new skills to how we form bonds with others. Interesting. What about this? In climate change news, scientists developed a new way of producing super wood.
Nice beaver.
Yeah. Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah. Let me help you with that.
Super wood. That stores more carbon and reduces emissions.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I got some super wood. In How'd They Do That news, a study found the 6-ton altar stone at Stonehenge likely came from 500 miles away in Scotland. And if it's not Scottish, it's crap. And in bug news, a study found bug sprays meant to deter cockroaches don't work well anymore. They've evolved past them. The term super roaches is being tossed around.
Like, we need super roaches.
I mean, good God. Because they've developed an immunity to this stuff. And that's your nerd news this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. All right. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way with Audio Vault. After this, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Imagine this lady's horror when she's arriving at the check-in counter to learn that she's been banned by an airline for allegedly joining the Mile High Club with a dude that was on her last flight. Here's 24-year-old Aaron Wright, who says they got it wrong.
I went to check into my flight on my phone and it didn't work. So when I got to the airport, I went to the kiosk and it also errored. I just went to the help desk and it errors for them too. And they're like, let us call someone and get it fixed. They get off the phone and she's like, you've actually been banned from flying American Airlines. And I was like, what did I get banned for? She was like, it's an issue of internal security. I can't tell you. I then finally get an email from corporate security telling me that I have been banned because I was having sexual relations with a man on a flight while intoxicated. Well, let me tell you, I am a 24-year-old lesbian. Finally hear back from corporate security. I get and call being like, hey, we've reviewed your case, so we're gonna take you off the no-fly list. So I ended up on the American Airlines no-fly list by accident, and I'm now out $1,000.
Uh-huh. Well, she's made enough money on the video, by the way, to more than cover the grand that she'll have to shell out. Let's skip that. We'll do that in Stupid Criminals. And we'll skip that. Skip that. Okay, here's a Texas woman who officially has the world's widest tongue. Here's Brittany Lakeo talking about claiming the record.
From a young age, my family would kind of make a joke about it. So I guess I've known from when I was pretty young that my tongue was larger than most people's. My best friend Sarah sent me a link to the previous record holder's video. And so I guess that inspired me to see if my tongue was actually wider than hers.
Mm-hmm. Her tongue is 3.1 inches wide. A coffee shop in New York is in the news because they're charging customers $10 a day to use the Wi-Fi. One resident took to TikTok to complain about the new pricing model.
If you thought living in New York City was expensive, now we must pay to take our laptops out at coffee shops. And that's not free anymore. That's not a free right in our community. This place is charging $10 a day, $30 a month, or $300 a year for you to be able to use your laptop that you pay for and sit there in their cafe to use their Wi-Fi.
Okay, so what about the people who just buy one coffee and go in there and sit there all day, taking up the space? People will order one coffee or sometimes nothing. And they'll go in and then they'll just take, they'll use it as their personal office. They'll take meetings there all day long. I mean, so I can see both sides of this. Let's see. Greg Kinn died on Tuesday, but the news just broke yesterday. He was 75 and had battled Alzheimer's. Kinn is best known for two hits, the breakup song that came out in 1981 and Jeopardy that came out in 1983. Greg loved radio. He hosted a highly rated morning show in San Jose, California for 16 years. When he was 17, his original song won a Baltimore radio contest. Let's see. Jack Russell, lead singer of Great White, died yesterday. He was 63. His family said he passed peacefully. He had Lewy body dementia and multiple symptom atrophy. Here's a quick bit of some of his music. Yeah. And then, oh man, Peter Marshall. The original host of the Hollywood Squares died yesterday of kidney failure. He was 98. Here he is. Some of my favorite exchanges were with actor Paul Lind. Here he is asking Paul a question, then cracking up when his appearance is made fun of. Here.
Paul, true or false? Your teeth are about the same size and shape as a pig's.
Look who's talking, beaver face.
I love it.
Peter Marshall did more than 5,000 shows from 1966 to 1981. Peter Marshall, dead at the age of 98. All right. What else? Oh, here. This is kind of interesting. A jazz ensemble was challenged to cover Nirvana's Heart-Shaped Box. They were played the song, given some time to work on it, and this is part of what they came up with.
Mm-hmm.
feel like I'm in an elevator. Or it's CBS. Anyway. That's actually pretty impressive. Their version was around 7 minutes long, by the way. Okay. Are we going to comedian? We are going to comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today's no exception. Since it's National Roller Coaster Day, is it? All right, well, we found this from Larry the Cable Guy.
So I won one of them big stuffed animals one time at the fair, which I hated because I'd carry it around the whole time. And I win something, and the guy goes, "What do you want?" And I said, "Well, give me that goofy-looking minion right there, that little minion." He says, "What?" I said, "That goofy-looking minion with the purple hat right there." He goes, "That's the manager." You ever ride the rides at the fair? They scare the heck out of me. My little boy's, "Daddy, can we ride the roller coaster?" "Yeah, we ain't riding the roller. You do realize, son, they put that up in an hour in the parking lot, all right?" Probably got a bunch of parts left over on that daggone thing. Remember last Christmas when I got you that bicycle and put it together in 50 minutes and you got on it, the wheels fell off and you racked your nuts? Remember that whole day right there? That's going to happen to you on that roller coaster right there.
All right, let's hear Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, firmly give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get more stupider with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. A Minnesota woman is facing charges after hitting her boyfriend with her car.
I said her car.
Go! Yeah, while they were on their way to couples therapy. I'm sorry. It happened Saturday. A 30-year-old Veronica Gast was behind the wheel. She really gassed it up. And her...
Go! I said gassed it up.
Thank you. And her boyfriend was in the passenger seat. They'd been fighting all day, but things got heated on their drive, and he broke up with her. He says he told her their relationship was over, asked her to take him home, but she stopped in the middle of the road and told him to get out. So he did. Their stories differ after that. He says they locked eyes as he was crossing in front of her car. Crucial mistake. He says she floored it and caused him to fly over the hood and slam into her windshield.
Good Lord.
Luckily, he's okay. He ended up with a cut on his right elbow, and she ended up with a cracked windshield. She says it happened when she hit him. Wait, he says it happened when she hit him. She claims it happened when he punched the windshield out of anger. She also claimed, or tried to claim, that she didn't hit him on purpose and that she just didn't see him there. But she eventually changed her story and admitted she did. She's facing second-degree assault charges. Sounds like their relationship is officially over.
No!
No amount of therapy can help getting run over by a car. They'd been dating for about a year. And then there is this. A judge in Detroit put a 15-year-old girl in handcuffs and threatened her with jail time after she fell asleep in court during a field trip. He has been officially taken off the bench while undergoing training. Here's Judge Kenneth King interacting with the teen and talking about why he did it.
Fall asleep in my courtroom one more time and put you in the back, understood?
That's not something that normally happens, but I felt compelled to do it because I didn't like the child's attitude. I haven't been disrespected like that in a very long time.
I'm going to go sleep tonight while you're sitting in the juvenile detention facility.
Was I really going to do that? Probably not. Could I have? Probably so. But that's not what I want to do to a kid who's there on a field trip. So that was my own version of scared straight.
Mm-hmm. A landscaper in Arizona got arrested for stabbing another landscaper with a pitchfork. I said a pitchfork. Oscar Garnett is being charged with aggravated assault, and the victim was taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
Grab your torch and pitchforks!
Is that it? Good Lord. I thought we actually had sound. All right, there's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Listen to this. A wedding ring lost in 1963 just turned up 61 years later. A guy in Kentucky named Glenn Gregory lost it near a tree on his farm that he planted with his wife Barbara right after they got married. Sadly, Glenn passed away, and while workers were digging a trench for his headstone, they found the ring. Here is Jonathan Searcy talking about finding the ring, and Barbara talking about how she saved Gregory's replacement ring.
Mr. Gregory's grave was right here where the straw is. The odds are 1,000,001 to find it. It's kind of like finding a needle in a haystack. It was just, God works in mysterious ways.
And it's in here. I kept it. I didn't send it with him. I thought maybe he might lose it on his way to heaven. I didn't know.
My. All right. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And you can also visit HillCitySlide.com. It's coming to Lynchburg on August 24th and August 25th. A 700-some-foot water slide down Church Street from the top of the hill near Washington Street all the way down to 12th Street. You'll be able to slide as many times as you can during your time slot, but you have to reserve your time slot and buy your tickets at hillcityslide.com. It's a fundraiser for the United Way of Central Virginia. And while you're at Hill City Slide on Saturday, August 24th, you can also join us for Summer Jam 24. This is the fourth anniversary celebration of Three Roads, in Lynchburg, Virginia, Three Roads Brewery. It also is the 55th anniversary of Woodstock, so we're celebrating it Woodstock style with three great bands. You can enjoy Elizabeth Wise. She is doing her tribute to the women of Woodstock. Old Town Connector then takes the stage, and they're going to do songs from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, CCR, and The Band. And then Bigfoot County closing out the night doing Grateful Dead. That takes place again on Saturday, August 24th. It's from noon until, and it is absolutely positively free, 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 free. And if you have a wristband from Hill City Slide, you can get dollar off drafts up at Three Roads. It's family friendly. It's an outdoor festival. We've got the Love LYH pop-up market, the punk rock flea market, our shakedown vendors for the day. We'll have food trucks, all kinds of arts, music, and just a great time. Three great bands taking the stage all day long for an entire, just all Saturday, for a great celebration of the fourth anniversary of Three Roads Brewing Company here in Lynchburg. I will be your MC, stage manager, event planner extraordinaire. We'll be broadcasting live and on location as well from Summer Jam. It's right up the hill from Hill City Slide, one block up 13th Street, and you can join us. Join us after Hill City Slide and get some dollar off drafts, enjoy some great music, and just hang out with us. That is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody, and have a great weekend.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?